How old was she when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked to her father, Abu Bakr, about her? She was 7. And they got married when she was 9. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, she was 18. And she passed away at the age of 66. Which means from 18 to 66, which is around 48 years, she was teaching people what she learned from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's one of the wisdoms why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to her at an early age. Imagine 48 years. That's twice as long as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived as a prophet. So, and all the companions agree, no one knows more about halal and haram and the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray, the salah, as much as Aisha radiallahu anha. People will travel from far places to come and ask Aisha radiallahu anha a question. So that's one of the reasons. And we're going to talk more about how that happened. Now we talked, when we talked about Sauda, we said when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost Khadija and he was very, very sad, he remained without getting married to anyone for 2 years. And then a lady, her name is Khawla, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We mentioned the story before. She said, "O Prophet of Allah, have you not thought about getting married?" He said, "Who can be as good as Khadija?" And he cried. And then she said to him, "What about your children? Who's going to be taking care of your children?" He said, "Who do you have in mind?" She said, "There is two ladies. One is old, was married before, Sauda, and one is young. She was not married before, Aisha." So again, we said the Prophet ﷺ did not think of Aisha. She was brought up to him. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Go and talk to Sauda." And he chose the old one. And after that, you can go and ask Aisha. So Khawla, she went, and we mentioned the story of Sauda. And then she went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq's house. Abu Bakr, of course, is Aisha's father. So she goes there, and she does not find Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr was not at home. The one who opened the door was Umruman, which is Aisha's mother, Abu Bakr's wife. So Khawla said to Umruman, and you see how smart that lady was. She said, "I came to you with the best news you can ever hear. All your life, you will never hear news as good as this." She said, what's going on? She said, "I came to you from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wants to get married to your daughter Aisha." Now imagine the great honor if someone comes to you and he tells you the Prophet himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to get married to your daughter. Umruman said, "That's a great honor, but it's not my decision. We have to ask Abu Bakr as-Siddiq." And of course, Abu Bakr is the best friend of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They waited for Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr comes. Now you can imagine how would Abu Bakr feel. Your best friend, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is asking for your daughter in marriage. And we know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all families do not matter on the day of judgment except my family. So you're going to be related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Umruman told Abu Bakr, Khawla came to ask if we approve for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get married to Aisha. What did Abu Bakr say? You probably say, "Of course, that's the happiest thing ever." Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, "No, I cannot." Why did Abu Bakr say that?